हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ओम् सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ सुन कठोपनिषद जस्ट स्टार्टेड, जस्ट फिनिश्ड द ఫస్ట్ వల్లి, ప్రథమావల్లి ఆఫ్ ప్రథమోధ్యాయ. అండ్ వేర్ ఇన్ హిస్ శంకర భగవత్పాదస్ కమెంటరీ వి సా దట్ నచికేత సర్టెన్లీ వాంటెడ్ ఓన్లీ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం. హీ డిడ్ నాట్ వాంట్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్. ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ it was made very clear, only time bound ends, artha kama dharmas, including the enjoyment of heavenly pleasures, would be only chosen by avivekinaha, only indiscriminate people, immature people who do not have discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is ephemeral. Therefore, even he could not even think of such ends in his mind. All that he wanted was only Atmajnanam. That he made very clear in his conversation with Lord Yama. Okay, so now we are entering into the second valli, Dvitiya valli. I'm straight away going to the first mantra. And before we go to the first mantra, we see there is a sentence. Pariksha Sishyam. It is Sankara Bhagavatpada introduces that mantra. Pariksha Sishyam. Vidya Yogyatam Cha Avagamya Aha. Sishyam Pariksha. Sishyam Pariksha. So having thoroughly tested his disciple and also understanding his qualification, eligibility, Vidya Yogyatam Cha Avagamya, then Lord Yama introduced the teaching to Nachiketaha, saying there are two paths. One is path of Shreyas and path of Prayas. I can say briefly, artha kamaha dharmaha. Anything sought for security, coming under the category of artha, all forms of pleasures enjoyable in this world and also enjoyable in higher world. Artha kamas come under the category of prayers only. Even the accumulation of punyam through religious rituals, sacred performance of sacred rituals, or practice of meditation, or through charitable activities, or living a clean, righteous, ethical life, even that punyam earned through all these means also comes under the category of prayers only, because punyam is nothing but a karma phalam. Karma is time bound. Accessories required for karma are also time-bound. Therefore, karma phalam also is time-bound. So, artha kama dharmas, which are results of actions, which can be earned as benefits of punyam, which earned as results of actions, definitely are time bound in nature, and this time bound material ends which are within the realm of ignorance come under the category of prayers. Whereas knowledge of the truth, knowledge of reality, which itself is moksha, the knowledge which is freedom, is the shreyas. And here, a mature person will choose, a mature person who has purushartha nischaya will choose to accomplish shreyas in his life, will choose the path of shreyas. A person who chooses the path of shreyas, a person who is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, aspiring for the absolute end, permanent end, either will live a life of karma yoga to prepare his mind for jnanam. Then he will also go through the discipline of jnana yoga for attaining jnanam. Whereas a person who chooses prayers as his ultimate goal, so the person who is committed to shreyas will also be acquiring prayers in his life. But a person who chooses prayers alone as his ultimate goal, he will be deprived of accomplishing the ultimate goal of moksha. That's why Tadyama says, Anyat cha shreyaha anyat utaiva prayaha te ube nanarthe purusham sinitaha. They bind a person with the respective different ends, different goals. Tayoho shreyaha adadanasya sadhu bhavati. Of these two paths, the person who is given to the path of shreyas, who is given to the pursuit of knowledge for moksha, ultimately accomplishes the absolute. The auspicious end happens for him. Whereas a person who chooses this prayaha, who chooses to pursue only prayaha, becomes prevented from the accomplishing the ultimate end in terms of mokshaha. This is what he said. Person becomes bound by any end anyway, because a person who chooses the path of prayers will be continuously bound. But a person who chooses the path of shreyas will be bound by his commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. But once he attains jnanam, then he will become free from bondage. The second mantra, Yadi ubhe api kartum swayatte purushena kimartham preyaha eva adatte bahulyena lokaha iti uchyate. So here in this mantra, Shankaracharya introduces, Yadi ubhe api kartum swayatte purushena kimartham preyaha eva adatte bahulyena lokaha iti uchyate. Ubhe means ubhe, these two, shreyas and prayas. Ubhe means both. Yadi, if, ubhe, both these paths, shreyas and prayas, purushena kartum swayatte. Even though both, it is possible for a person to pursue both these paths. Purushena kartum swayatte means it is possible to pursue these both paths. Kimartham lokaha preha eva bahulyena adatte. Kimartham? Why? kimartham or what purpose or why? Why? Lokaha. Lokaha means people in general, the people of the world. And the world. Bahulyena. No, majority of the people. Most of the people. Bahulyena. Bahulyam means manyness. Bahu means many. Bahulyam, many. Manyness, noun form. So Bahulyena, take it as an adverb here. Bahulyena, lokaha, most of the people are mostly the people. Preha eva adatte, why people only go for pursuing only prayers? Very naturally, effortlessly, all the people of the world only go for pursuing prayers. Preha eva adatte. Adatte means they choose to. They take only the pursuit of prayers mostly. People in this world, people of the world. So lokaha singular verb, so adatte. The entire world only mostly pursues the prayers. Even though there are two parts, a person is able to pursue these two parts. But still only mostly people, mostly the world takes to the pursuit of prayers only. Why? That reason is given in this following mantra. Iti uchyate means it is explained in the following mantra. Why people choose to pursue only prayers if there are two parts. If a person is capable, is able to pursue two parts. The person is able to pursue two parts. The two parts are here available. Still, people choose only prayers. Why? The reason is given in this following mantra. Shreyascha prayascha manushyametaha. Shreyascha prayascha manushyametaha. Tau samparitya vivinakti dhiraha. Tau samparitya vinakti dhiraha. Shreyohi dhirobhi prayaso vrunite. Shreyohi dhirobhi prayaso vrunite. Preyo mando yogakshema vrunite. Preyo mando yogakshema vrunite. Shreyohi dhirobhi prayaso vrunite. Preyo mando yogakshema vrunite. Shreyascha prayascha manushyametaha. Tau samparitya vinakti dhiraha. Want to correct, pause, bring the tau to the second line. Shreyascha prayascha manushyametaha. Tau samparitya vinakti dhiraha. Shreyohi dhirobhi prayaso vrunite. Preyo mando yogakshema vrunite. He said, Shreyaha cha preyaha cha manushyam etaha. Manushyam etaha. See, eti etaha. We have the verb here, okay? So, manushyam etaha. There is prayers and there is also shreyas. These two are there for every human being to pursue. They come to human being. Etaha means they come or they go. That's the meaning. Eti means gachati. Eti etaha. Okay, dual etaha. Eti etaha enti. The two parts come to a person means what? The two parts approach a person means these two parts are available. Shreyaha cha prayaha cha மனுஷ்யம் ஏதஹ மீன்ஸ் மனுஷ்யாய ஏதௌ உபௌ மார்கௌ ஸ்தஹ. ஃபார் அ ஹியூமன் பீயிங் தீஸ் டூ பாத்ஸ் ஆர் தேர். சோ தீரஹ, பட் அன் இன்டெலிஜென்ட் பர்சன், தீரஹ அன் இன்டெலிஜென்ட் பர்சன். ஹூ இஸ் இன்டெலிஜென்ட் பர்சன்? அ டிஸ்கிரிமினேட்டிவ் பர்சன் அலோன் இஸ் செட் டு பி இன்டெலிஜென்ட் பர்சன். இன்டிஸ்கிரிமினேட் பர்சன் இஸ் நாட் அன் இன்டெலிஜென்ட் பர்சன். ஹீ இஸ் நாட் இன்டெலக்சுவலி ஷார்ப் இனஃப் டு டிசர்ன் டு அரைவ் அட் தி கன்க்ளூஷன். தேர்ஃபோர் அன் இன்டெலிஜென்ட் பர்சன், டிஸ்கிரிமினேட் பர்சன், தீரஹா, ஹூ இஸ் எலிஜிபிள் டு பிகம் தீரஹா, ஹூ எலிஜிபிள் டு பிகம் வாய்ஸ். தீரஹா ஹி பிரேயசஹா ஷயஸ் அபிவ்ருணீதே. He prefers, see in English we say prefers, abhivrunete means chooses, thoughtfully chooses, carefully chooses. He prefers shreyas to prayas. He prefers shreyas to prayas. He thoughtfully chooses shreyas. Okay, which is more exalted than the prayers. So prayers is not undervalued, underestimated, undermined. Prayers is also given importance. That's why prayers also is said to be what? Utkrishtam. It is exalted. But what is more exalted, the most exalted? Shreyas. Therefore, he chooses Shreyas, which is the most exalted or more exalted or greater than the prayers. He prefers shreyas to prayers, knowing its exaltedness. Okay. Shreyaha abhivrunite. No, prayasai kattilum shreyasai avan therundhu seigiran. That's the meaning. யோகக்ஷேமாத் மந்தஹ பிரேயஹ வ்ருணீதே. மந்தஹ, an indiscriminate person who is not adequately intelligent person, chooses prayers as his goal. யோகக்ஷேமாத், due to his interest in யோகா and க்ஷேமா, due to his interest in acquiring and preserving, due to his dependence upon artha kamas for his happiness and security, thereby due to his interest in acquisition and preservation, yoga kshemat prayer, he chooses prayers as his goal. He chooses the path of prayers. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. A simple reason. A discriminative person chooses prayers. An indiscriminate person chooses prayers. So Viveki has vairagyam towards prayers. He discovers passion for shreyas, jnanam, knowing the value. It is purusharthanis, we have to supply here, add the sentence. It is the purusharthanis chayaha, makes the person understand what is eternal and what is ephemeral. He has viveka. When a person has viveka, naturally he becomes dispassionate towards, he becomes vairagyam towards prayers. And he chooses Shreyas. That's the reason. Simple reason. Why? Mandaha. The difference is in Mandaha and Dhiraha. Dhiraha is a discriminate person of Viveka, discriminative knowledge. Intelligent person of discriminative understanding. And immature person of person who lacks the discriminative knowledge is Mandaha. That is the reason. The only reason is lack of Vivekaha. Next sentence, satyam சத்தியம் சத்தியம் எஸ் இட் இஸ் ட்ரூ. சுவாயத்தே சுவாயத்தே மீன்ஸ் that there are two parts available, the two parts available, and then no human being is prevented from pursuing any path, no human being can be prevented from pursuing any path. They have completely, these two parts are available for people, no doubt, is true. Tathapi, even then, சாதனத்தக பலத்தகச்ச மந்த புத்தினாம் துர்விவேக ரூபே சதி வியாமிஸ்ரீபூதே இவ மனுஷ்யம். ஓகே, லெட் மீ கோ பை ஓவர் பை. மனுஷ்யம் ஏதம் புருஷம் மா இதஹ ப்ராப்னுதஹ ஸ்ரேயஸ்ச ப்ரேயஸ்ச. இமிடியேட். Yes, true, there are two parts available for the human beings. Tathapi, still, even then, manda buddhinam, for people of indiscriminate minded, for them, durviveka rupe sati. துர்விவேக ரூபே சதி. சி துர்விவேக ரூபா மீன்ஸ் when they are not able to discern. துர்விவேக ரூபே சதி வியாமிஸ்ரீ பூதே இவ as if these two paths are missed because they do not have this discriminative understanding. These two parts are as though mixed with each other. Vyamishri bhute iva. Vyamishri bhute iva. They appear to be mixed. They appear to be mixed with each other because means they are not really clear. They are confused. How? Sadhanataha. Palatahacha. They do not have the discriminative understanding. So Durviveka Rupe Sati means being indiscriminative of the ends from the standpoint of the means and also from the standpoint of the result. End. Sadhanataha. Palataha. They do not have the discriminative understanding of the benefit. They do not have the discriminative understanding of the means also. From the standpoint of the means and the standpoint of the result accomplishable to the means, the discriminative understanding being not there. Vyamishri bhute iva. They appeared to be mixed for them. Okay. That is the reason they choose. There's no clarity. Manushyam. Now we say Manushyam. Manushya means etam purusham. This person. Ma itaha. Ma itaha. புருஷம் இஃப் பிரேக் இட் புருஷம் ஆ இதஹ மனுஷ்யம் ஏதம் புருஷம் ஆட் ஏதம் புருஷம் இஃப் பிரேக் இட் ஆ இதஹ. ஆ இதஹ மீன்ஸ் ப்ராப்னுதஹ மீன்ஸ் தீஸ் டூ பார்ட்ஸ் கம் டு அ பர்சன். தீஸ் டூ பார்ட்ஸ் கம் டு பர்சன். தீஸ் டூ பார்ட்ஸ் அப்ரோச் அ பர்சன். ஷயஹ ச ப்ரேயஹ ச. தட்ஸ் த மீனிங். These two parts come to the person. Ma a itah purusham a itah. A itah becomes yetah. Aayitaha is the Vedic usage. We should take it as what now already we have seen. Etaha. Aayitaha. Etaha. Prapnutaha mean the same. These two paths, approach a person means what? To pass, come and approach a person. Not literally, we should not take it. These two paths have been there timelessly. And then beautifully ordained, you know, in the Shastram. And the Shastram ordained these two paths. Why? Everyone has to go through these two paths. But first path must be chosen for preparing one's mind. And second path must be chosen for the attainment of Jnanam. They both must be pursued sequentially, but with the proper attitude as two disciplines. Then they both serve the purpose. These two paths are ordained by the Shastra. Ordained by the Shastra means we don't need to worry about pursuing anything. Both paths are to be chosen, but we should know which is the subservient end and which is the ultimate end. Which is the relative end, which is the ultimate end. That difference one must have. Knowing the, having praise as the subservient relative end, if a person pursues without being dependent on the praise for his happiness and freedom, and he can pursue the path as a discipline to prepare his mind. Thereby, sequentially, he can follow the pursuit of Shreyas. He can attain Shreyas also. But that's why the two paths have been ordained by the Shastram. Two paths approach a person means what? They are already there, ordained by the person, by the Shastram. Always these two paths are available in this world. Prapnutaha means not that they come to a person. But here one must have the discriminative understanding. One must have Purushartha Nischeha. One must know the value of the Jnanam. One must be committed to the pursuit of Jnanam. Then one can choose Shreyas as his ultimate goal. Then he can pursue prayers for living this life and having his focus on preparedness. Therefore, he can accomplish both. Otherwise, what happens? He chooses only prayers. He does not choose the Shreyas. But here, that's why Purushartha Nischeha is not there. Which is relative end, which is an absolute end, is the differentiation is not there. Therefore, it is said, sadhanataha palataha cha mandabuddhenam. The people of indiscriminate minded, there is lack of discriminative understanding from the standpoint of the means, also from the standpoint of the end. And they seem to be mixed for them. Therefore, what they do? They choose the prayers. Okay. But here, Shankaracharya explains, Manushyam etam, etam purusham maitaha. Maitaha means, purusham aitaha, purusham aitaha, aitaha prapnutaha, shayascha prayascha. Is it clear? Aitaha. Okay. See, if you want sati, it's a sati saptami expression. Durviveka rupe vyamishri bhute iva sati being. Okay, sati saptami. When there is confusion regarding these two, when there is lack of discriminative understanding regarding these two, from the standpoint, the means and the end, they choose the prayers. Okay. Even though these two paths have been there, ordained by the Shastram. That is the meaning implied. So, sati means here being. See, the thing is, durviveka rupe vyamishri bhute iva. That this locative case comes with sati. Sati saptam. What means when there is Okay, sati means when there is lack of discriminative understanding, thereby they seem to be mixed for the people of indiscriminate minded. From the standpoint of means and the end, they choose only prayers. Their ends. Okay. Next, I'm going to next sentence. Purusham, then aitaha. Aitaha means what? Itaha. He is also dhatu. So, praprutaha, they've reached a person. These two have reached a person, approached a person. Means these two paths have been already there, ordained by the Shastram. Ataha, therefore, hamsaha iva ambhasaha, payaha, hamsaha iva ambhasaha payaha. Ataha, therefore, hamsaha iva, like the swan. The swan is said to be a bird of discriminative knowledge. Don't ask whether really the bird has the knowledge. Pujya Swamiji once explained, always Hamsa Pakshi. Hamsa Pakshi, the bird, the swan, is known for discerning the water from the milk from the water. And Swamiji explained once, the swan has something near its beak. So when it puts its mouth, not the beak, into the milk, the water mixed with the milk, only milk will go inside. It can leave the water behind. Not that it has the capacity to discern, but naturally Bhagavan has blessed it with something. So it's called a Neera Kshira Viveki. Neera Kshira Viveki. A swan is said to be having this discerning, separating the milk from the water. That's why the Mahatma has said to be Paramahamsaha. Paramahamsaha, any Mahatma, any Jnani is said to be Paramahamsaha. The Sannyasi, a person of wisdom is said to be Paramahamsaha. Paramahamsaha means an exalted person of discriminative understanding of what is real, what is not real. What is real, what is not real. He is Paramahamsaha. So Hamsaha literally means here a bird, a swan, and which is capable of discerning, the separating the milk from the water. So Ambhasaha Payaha. Ambhas means water. The word Payaha has two meanings. One meaning is water, one meaning is milk. We should take it as milk here. Okay. Ambhasaha Payaha Iva. Ataha, therefore, Iva means Yatha. Just as a swan separates milk from the water, so also, Tau, Shayav Prayav Padarthau Samparitya. Shayav Prayav Padarthau Samparitya. Padartho, Shreyaha, Preyaha. Shreyav, Preyav. Shreyav, Preyav, Padartho, Samparitya. Samparitya is a Shastra, the mantra word. The meaning is Samyak Parigamya. Samyak Parigamya means thoroughly having analyzed. Manasa Alochya. Manasa Alochya. Having thoroughly analyzed, having introspected thoroughly, Manasa Alochya. I don't need to say Manasa Alochya means having introspected. We don't need to say mentally introspected. There's a physical introspection. Okay? Sometimes words will be exaggeration. Therefore, Manasa Alochya, having introspected, having thoroughly analyzed these two parts, Shreyaha and Preyaha. Shreyaha and Preyaha. Shreya Preyav Padarthau. The meaning of these two words as two parts are two things. Shreyas is one padartha, praya is another padartha. These two factors. Having thoroughly samparitya, samyak parigamya, manasa alochya means the same. Having thoroughly analyzed, introspected these two parts, shreyas and prayas, two factors, which seem to be two parts, laid before us by the Shastram. Guru Laghavam Vivinakti. Vivinakti means vivichya jananti. Vivinakti is a verb. Vivinakti means vivichya jananti. Means prithak karoti. Vivinakti prithak jan, vivichya janati. Prithak karoti separates. Separates. Vivinakti separates. Understands differently, separately. Prithak karoti, does the separation. Prithak karoti means, does the separation means, separates. Prithak karoti, vinakti. As what? Guru Laghavam. See, guru means, you know, in our Sanskrit class, we understood guru laghu. Understand? Guru laghu, we understood in our Chandas class. There, guru means big, laghu means small. And here Guru stands for Gauravam. Gaurava Laghavam it must be. But it's a compound word, together it is given together. Guru, big, Gauravam, bigness, greatness. Laghu, small, Laghavam, smallness. Gauravam, Laghavam. Guru Laghavam, Gauravam, Laghavam. Prithakkaroti. Understands the greatness and smallness of these two ends. Bigness and smallness, greatness and smallness, which means, which of these two, the Gauravam in terms of bigness or greatness means superiority, exaltedness of Shreyas a person understands. Laghavam, inferiority means if one understands the smallness, the limitation and the smallness, inferior nature of the prayers also he understands. Gauravam Laghavam, Guru Laghavam, Vivinakti, he separates. Means he discerns. He understands discriminatively. Who? Dhiraha. Dhiraha, Dhiman. The word Dhiraha means Dhiman. We know the meaning of the word Dhiraha. Do I need to explain? Definitely I need not explain. Many times you have understood. Dhyam Rati iti Dhiraha. The protector of his mind. A wise person is Dhiraha. The person who is discriminative, person who has discriminative understanding is also Dhiraha. If you have discriminative understanding, you can protect your mind. Otherwise finished. You cannot protect your mind at all. Becoming subject to all forms of mental turmoil, mental turbulence. Unless and until you have discriminative understanding, there's no way of preventing your mind from becoming subject to turbulence. That's why Dhiraha is the one who has protected his mind, one who is capable of protecting his mind, Dhiraha. And Dhiman, Dhiman, intelligent person, discriminative person of discriminative understanding, Dhiraha, Prithakkaroti, Vivinakti. He separates, he understands discerning them, understands the greatness of the Shreyas, understands the smallness of the prayers also. understands how praise, the limitations of praise, understands the limitlessness of Shreyas, understands the infinitude of Shreyas, understand the finite nature of the praise, understand, therefore he understands the superiority of Shreyas and understands the inferior nature of the praise also. How does he understand? Manasa alochya, having introspected. Samyak parigamya, having thoroughly analyzed. Samparitya, these two paths, Shreyas and praise. Like what? Like Iva. Kaha Iva? Hamsa Iva. Like the swan separates milk from the water. This person separates the Shreyas from praise in terms of its superiority, greatness, having thoroughly analyzed. Okay. Vichya, then having discerned. Vichya means vivichya jnatva. Vivichya means having discerned, having separated, having had this discriminative understanding, vichyacha. And shreyaha hi, shreyaha eva abhivrunite. Then he thoughtfully chooses shreyas only. Prayasaha abhyarhitatvat. Prayasaha abhyarhitatvat. The Shreyas has abhyarhitatvam. Abhyarhitatvam means exaltedness. Abhyarhitatvam means exaltedness, greatness, superiority, gauravam. Abhyarhitatvat, gauravat. Abhyarhitatvat, due to its having the exaltedness, due to its having the superiority, due to its having the status of being exalted, abhyarhitatvat, he chooses thoughtfully only Shreyas. Prayasaha, than the praise. I mean, he does not choose the praise. Kaha, who chooses? Asaudhairaha, the person of discriminative understanding. Yahatu mandaha. Whereas, yahatu, the person who is mandaha. Who is mandaha? Alpa buddhihi. Alpa buddhihi means the person of limited knowledge. We should not say a person of limited knowledge. Alpa buddhihi. The person of limited knowledge is the one who does not have the discriminative understanding. He, saha, viveka asamarthyat. See, samarthyam means capability. Viveka asamarthyat, due to his lack of the capacity to discern. Vivekaha means the discerning, discriminating. Viveka asamarthyat, samarthyam, capacity, capability. Efficiency is samarthyam. Asamarthyam, lack of efficiency, lack of capability, lack of capacity. Asamarthyat, due to his lack of efficiency, due to his lack of capability of discerning, having a discriminative understanding, first reason. Second reason, யோகக்ஷேமாத், டியூ டு ஹிஸ் இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இன் அக்யூமுலேஷன் அண்ட் ப்ரிசர்விங், அக்விசேஷன் அண்ட் ப்ரிசர்வேஷன், டியூ டு ஹிஸ் இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இன் அக்யூமுலேஷன் ப்ரிசர்வேஷன், டியூ டு ஹிஸ் டிபெண்டன்ஸ் அப்பான் prayers for his happiness, thereby due to his interest in accumulation preservation, acquisition preservation, yogakshema, the second reason. Means, okay, so yogakshema nimittam, so yogakshema means yogakshema nimittam, for the purpose of acquiring and preserving. What does he do? Shariradi upachaya rakshana nimittam. Shariradi upachaya lakshana nimittam. So for the purpose of acquiring and preserving things such as body, etc. Upachayaha means collection. Upachayaha means collection. So accumulation. So for the purpose of preserving, acquiring and preserving things such as body, etc. Upachaya rakshanam. Upachayaha means collection. Rakshana means protection. Collection, protection. Acquiring, acquisition, preservation. Acquiring, protecting, preserving. Upachaya rakshana nimittam. So, yogakshema nimittam. First, Shankaracharya explains, yogakshemat means yogakshema nimittam. What does it mean? Shariradi upachaya rakshana nimittam. For the purpose of having and protecting the body, etc. Ityetat, this is the meaning. Prayaha. So prayaha means what? All forms of wealth, all forms of pleasures, all forms of punyams, all arthakama dharmas except jnanam, all arthakama dharmas come under the category of prayers. So he says, Pashu, Putra, Adi, Lakshanam, Vrunite. They aspire for simple things in life. I want, you know, cattle wealth. So I want progeny. So they choose, such a person, Vrunite chooses. The person, due to his lack of discerning, the capacity to discern, and due to his depends upon arthakamas for his happiness and security, and for the purpose of acquisition and preservation of body, etc., he chooses prayers, the path of prayers. Pass the prayers in the form of aspiration for cattle wealth, progeny, etc. Pashuputradi lakshanam vrunite. He does not aspire for exalted goal of knowledge of the self. Simple reason, that's all. Yahatu mandaha yastu yahatu mandaha mandabuddhihi. Saha, now we can, it is not for us to judge others. Now we have to know, studying Upanishad, are we people of discriminative minded? Are we people of discriminative knowledge? Or are we people of limited understanding? Now we can make out, Shastram gives, the Viveki, the intelligent person is the one who chooses Shayas as his ultimate goal. Which is the path of Shayas. The person whom Arthakamas themselves become the goal, ultimate goal, and he is alpa buddhihi. Mandaha means alpa buddhihi. Kaha manda buddhihi, kaha alpa buddhihi, kaha mandaha. Saha viveka asamarthyat, viveka asamarthyat, yogakshemat, yogakshema nimittam, shariradi upachaya rakshana nimittam, ityetat, preyaha, pashuputradi lakshanam vrinite. The person chooses the path of prayers, you know, involving the interest for time-bound things such as cattle, wealth, progeny, etc. Okay, we'll move on to the third mantra. See, Lord Yama has noted, started teaching, but he himself tells, appreciate, it's all, he expresses his joy of, you know, having found a person like Nachiketaha. So he talks to Nachiketas happily. So having talked about Shayas and prayers as two different parts in the first mantra, in the second mantra, Nachiketaha, the Lord Yama himself tells why people choose only prayers, even though there are two paths available in the world. The only reason is lack of discriminative knowledge, understanding of, in terms of its greatness and smallness, superiority and inferiority. Because they do not have the capacity to think, I mean, discern. Now, we move on to the next mantra. So, we all know very well, Nachiketas is not alpa buddhihi, not mandaha. He is Mahan Viveki. He's a great, a person of discriminative understanding. He is a dhiraha. So, naturally, he has chosen Shreyas. Let us see this mantra now. Therefore, Lord Yama himself is going to say in this mantra, and you are very brilliant, you are intelligent, and you have discriminative understanding, and you are Viveki, you are Dhiraha, and you have, that's why you have chosen Shreyas as your path. We are going to see here what Nachiketaha, Lord Yama, how he praises Nachiketaha. Sattvam priyan priyarupamscha kaman. Sattvam priyan priyarupamscha kaman. Abhidhyayan nachiketotyasrakshihi. Abhidhyayan nachiketotyasrakshihi. Naitam shrinkam vittamayim avapto. Yasyam ajjanti bhagavo manushyaha. Sattvam priyan priyarupamscha kaman. Abhidhyayan nachiketotyasrakshihi. Naitam shrinkam vittamayim avapto. Yasyam ajjanti bhagavo manushyaha. Hey, Nachiketaha Twam. Hey, Nachiketaha. Nachiketaha. Nachiketas. Twam. What did you do? You are Sahatvam. You are not ordinary person. That Sahatvam, when it comes together, you are. You are that Viveki. Why? Priyan, priyarupan, kaman, cha, abhidhyayan. Tvam, atyakshrakshihi. What did you do? Atyasrakshihi. See, atisrakshihi. Atisrakshihi. Atyasrakshihi. Ati, asrakshihi. Atyasrakshihi. You simply rejected them. You rejected what? You rejected all those. Priyan, Priyarupan. See, Priyan means very dear ones. Dear ones means what? Very highly pleased. Anything pleases you is dear one, isn't it? Whoever pleases you is a dear person. Who makes you unhappy is not a dear person. So Priyan means highly pleasing objects of enjoyment. Priyarupan, okay, again, highly attractive objects of enjoyment. Highly pleasing, highly attractive objects of enjoyment. Kaman. See, kaman is, kamaha means desire, kamaha means pleasure, kamaha also means sense objects. So, priyan, priyarupan, kaman, atyasrakshihi. You thoughtfully rejected. You thoughtfully rejected all those highly pleasing, very attractive objects of enjoyment. Priyan, priyarupan, kaman, cha atyasrakshihi. You rejected. How did you reject it? Abhidhyayan. Abhidhyayan. Abhidhyayan means thoroughly analyzing the limitations, understanding the limitations, that's implied. Abhidhyayan, knowing very well the limitations. Knowing very well the limitations, you simply rejected all those highly pleasing, attractive objects of enjoyment. Then, etam vittamayim srinkam na avaptaha. You did, avaptaha means you'd get. You did not get this vittamayim srinkam. The word srinka has two meanings. Okay? One meaning srinka or srinkala means chain. Chain or an ornament worn on the neck is srinka or srinkala. A necklace. Srinka or srinkala. But srinka also means a very special ritual. Ritual performing which one can earn punyam, which will enable a person to enjoy all forms of pleasures. But here, and that's why it is very precious, very highly valuable. Vittamayim srinkam na avaptaha. You did not receive, you did not get this highly valuable, highly precious ornament to be worn on the neck. Or you did not receive the, you did not want to use the highly valuable, the precious, even the ritual, knowledge of the ritual. The two meanings are there for the word srinka. So now avapta means you did not receive, you did not get it from me. Even I offered, you did not accept it. Yasyam, but in such a gift given, yasyam, yasyam means when such a gift is given, bahavaha manushyaha majjanti. Many people, most of the people, all the people definitely, you know, majjanti, become engrossed. See, in receiving such gifts, people get engrossed. And you rejected them. Okay. People get engrossed. People get immersed. People get, you know, drowned in enjoying such things. But you rejected them. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. Let us see the simple meanings, simple mantras. Let us see the bhashyam quickly. You are following? Okay. Saha Tvam. See, sahatva means appadipatta nee. You who are of such, you who are of such greatness. When you want to say sahatvam, or simply tvam. Simply tvam means what? You. You who are of such caliber, such category, such person, such greatness. Sahatvam punaha punaha maya pralobhyamanaha api. Punaha punaha maya pralobhyamanaha api. Priyan putradin priyarupan cha. Apsarav prabhruti lakshanan kaman abhidyayan chintayan tesham anityatva asaratvadi doshan. He nachiketaha atyasrakshihi atisrishtavan parityaktavan asi aho buddhimatta tava. Okay, he says sahatvam, he nachiketaha, you who are of such intelligence, punaha punaha, again and again, not once, again and again, maya pralobhyamanaha api, in spite of being tempted by me, again and again, maya by me, pralobhyamanaha, being tempted, pralobhyamanaha, being tempted by me, api, means in spite. Api, when you have put, we have to understand the meaning of in spite of. In spite of being repeatedly tempted by me again and again. In spite of being tempted by me again and again. Promising. Okay. Many things. Priyan. Putradin. Priyan means what? Beloved things, beloved objects such as children, sons, etc. Priyan means what? What very dear to a person? One's own progeny, one's own children. Priyan. In Vedic times, children were very dear ones. People long for children, having children. When they get married, they would love to have children because the commitment to dharma was such. Marriage was contributing for the perpetuation of dharma. How can a person contribute for the perpetuation of dharma? Only by having progeny. Therefore, there was longing on the part of newly married couple after some time to have progeny. They used to crave for that. They used to pray for that. Nowadays, people don't want. There's another problem. Now, people want to fill the world with the children. People don't want to have children. Both, it's in a way, there's a problem on the part of all these people. Okay. So, Priyan Putradin. Priyan Putra. Priyan means what? Putradin. Putradin. Very dear, a beloved one such as sons, etc. Priyarupan, also much dearer objects of enjoyment or very attractive objects of enjoyment such as apsara prabhruti lakshanan in the form of apsaras, etc. Apsara prabhruti lakshanan in the form of apsaras, etc. You rejected the beloved, dear objects of enjoyment, such as sons, etc. You even rejected the more attractive gifts, such as enjoyment of having celestial maiden as your servants. Even apsara prabhruti, prabhruti lakshanan, in the form, lakshana means in the form of apsaras, etc. etc. Come on, all these objects of enjoyment. Abhidyayan. Abhidyayan is a mantra word. What is the meaning? Chintayan. Thinking about them. Thinking means what? Thinking the nature of these objects. Chintayan. Abhidyayan. Chintayan. அபித்யாயம் சிந்தையன். தென் தேஷாம் அனித்யத்வ அசாரத்வாதி தோஷான் சிந்தையன். சோ அபித்யாயன் மீன்ஸ் சிந்தையன். சிந்தையன் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? திங்கிங், ரிப்பீட், நோ திங்கிங், தாட்ஃபுல்லி கோயிங் த்ரூ. சோ திங்கிங், திங்கிங் ஆஃப் வாட்? திங்கிங் ஆஃப் த டிஃபெக்ட்ஸ், தோஷான், ரிப்பீட்டட்லி சீயிங் தி டிஃபெக்ட்ஸ், டிஃபெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தோஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட், பிளீசிங் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ், அட்ராக்டிவ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட். பிளீசிங் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் சச் அஸ் சன்ஸ் எக்ஸெட்ரா, அட்ராக்டிவ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் என்ஜாய்மெண்ட் சச் அஸ் ஹெவன்லி செலஸ்டியல் விமன் எக்ஸெட்ரா. தேஷாம் See the defects of those objects. What are the defects? Anityatva asaratva. Anityatva asaratvadi tesham doshan chintayan. Thinking of their defects in terms of their non-substantiality and the time-boundness, time-bound nature, impermanence. Impermanence is the defect. Non-substantiality is their defect. You can include one more thing also. No, they always mixed with pain. And they also, they can never satisfy you. So they have many defects. You can add two more defects here. Okay. Anityatvam is defect number one. All the objects have many defects. One is what? Anityatvam. They do not have the permanence. They are not permanent. Impermanence is the anityatvam. Asaratvam, non-substantiality is their defect. They don't have substance of their own, substantiality of their own. Then, dukkhamishritatvam, they're all mixed with the pain. Any object of enjoyment in acquiring it, in preserving it, then it involves pain. In losing it, there's a greater pain. So, arjane dukkham, rakshane dukkham, nashe dukkataram. They all have the problem of being mixed with the pain. Dukkham ishitattvam. The Puri Swami always says, okay, in some other context. Then, atriptikarattvam. They can never give you absolute satisfaction. Please understand. They can never give you absolute satisfaction. So, anityatvam, asaratvam, dukkhamishitatvam, atriptikaratvam. We have to remember all the four. Here two are mentioned. So, anityatva asaratva adi. Adi shabda stands for dukkhamishitatvam and atriptikaratvam. Understand? Is Adi Shabda, do you find Adi Shabda there? Anityatva Asaratva Adi. Adi stands for Dukkha Mishritattvam and Atriptikarattvam. So, Tesham Anityatva Asaratva Dukkha Mishritattva Atriptikarattva Doshan Chintayan. You thoughtfully dwelling upon their defects such as impermanence, non-substantiality, having the being mixed with the pain, having the status of being mixed with the pain, and having the status of being always dissatisfying. Divangringam, he nachiketaha, what did you do? Atyasrakshihi. Atyasrakshihi means atisrishtavan. Atyasrakshihi is equal to atisrishtavan. Atisrishtavan means parityaktavan. You just gave up. You rejected them. Atyasrakshihi is equal to atisrishtavan. Parityaktavan. Asi. Parityaktavan asi means you have given up. You have rejected. Atisrishtavan asi. Parityaktavan asi. You have rejected them. You have given up. Okay. Atisrishtavan, what's the present tense verb? Atisrijati. Atisrijati rejects. Parityajati gives up. Atisrijati, parityajati. Atisrishtavan, parityaktavan, asi. Parityaktavan, asi. You have rejected them, you have given them up. Aho, tava buddhimatta. Aho. Aho is expression of exclamation. Is exclamatory expression. Aho. Alas. Tava buddhimatta. Your intelligence is great. Your buddhimatta means intelligence. No, other. Your intelligence is great. Your discriminative capacity is amazing. Aho tava buddhimatta. O Nachiketas, your intelligence, your discriminative capacity is amazing. That is how Lord Yama must have told. Understand? Okay. Na etam avaptavanasi. Na etam avaptavanasi. Naitam avaptavanasi. You have not received it. You have not got it. Not accepted. What? Srinkam. Srinkam means what? Sritim. Srinka is equal to Sritihi. So Sritihi. Srinka and Sritihi mean the same. So Srinka is Akaranta Stilinga Shabdaha. Sritihi is a Ikaranta Stilinga Shabdaha. So, as I said, Srinka means an ornament to be worn on the neck. Srinka also means the Vedic ritual. So, a specific Vedic ritual. The knowledge of the specific Vedic ritual by performing which a person can make abundance of, a person can become abundantly prosperous. Specific ritual. If somebody comes and tells you, let me tell you the trick for becoming rich in the world. Who will say no? Nachiketa has said no. Come on, this is a special ritual. People ask, no? People always say, advertise, do this mantra, you earn this money. Do this mantra, you can make money. Do this mantra, you can live long. People want such mantras actually. They are craving for such mantras. But Achiketa was given that mantra, but ritual, the knowledge of the ritual. Lord Yama offered. He not mentioned, but he himself says now. It seems he must have offered that knowledge of the special ritual by performing which a person can earn punyam, which will make a person abundantly rich, prosperous. So, srinkam, sritim, even a specific Vedic ritual. Okay. You have rejected. Kutsitam. Moodhajana pravruttam. Vittamayim dhanaprayam. And this Sruti, even this knowledge of the specific Vedic ritual, what is this? Kutsita. Kutsita means very ordinary one. See, Kutsita is opposite of Utkrishta. Okay? Very, very ordinary, inferior. When even the ritual which will enable a person become abundantly prosperous is ordinary and very inferior for a person who is aspiring for jnanam. They were kutsitam, kutsita sritihi, and then moodha jana pravritta. So the ritual which is of inferior nature, ordinary one, a limited end, moodha jana pravritta. Moodha janaha means deluded minded people. Moodha means deluded. Mohaha delusion. Moodha deluded. Moodha is a participle of mohaha. Muhdat, muhyati, muhyati, moodha, mohanam, delude, delusion, deluding. Mohanam deluding, mohaha delusion, muhyati deludes, gets deluded, and moodha deluded. And deluded minded people, moodha jana, pravrutta. Vittamayi. So moodha jana pravritta means which impels an ordinary gift, an inferior time bound gift in the form of the specific Vedic ritual, which impels deluded minded people for vittamayi, which impels people for prosperity. And also vittamayi dhanapraya. Vittamayim dhanaprayam kutsitam sritim. Is also like, even though this ritual, a specific ritual, it performed for prosperity, which will impel only ordinary people, deluded minded people, because who are aspiring for abundance of wealth. But that you rejected. Dhanaprayam vittamayum moodajana pravruttam kutsitam sritim na avaptavanasi. You simply rejected, did not accept this specific knowledge of this ritual. Which is very ordinary one, an inferior one, time-bound one, which impels only the deluded-minded people, which is in the form of acquiring wealth and which is for prosperity. Dhanaprayam. So vittamayim is equal to what? Dhanaprayam. Vittamayi means this also money in form of ritual. Vittamayi sritihi means what? A ritual by performing which a person can make wealth. Therefore, the wealth is already in the form of a ritual. The ritual, which is money, which is in the form of the urge of the ritual, is said to be vittamayi sritihi. Is it clear? See, instead of giving you money directly, a person gives a check. Okay? Vittamayi check. Understand? The check in the form of money only. Money in the form of check is given to you. Like that, vittamayi sritihi. The money, the wealth, the future prosperity offered in the form of the urge of the ritual. So, dhanapraya means what? See, having the urge of the ritual is as good as having the wealth. Dhanapraya means that which is as good as having money is dhanapraya. I think I made it very clear. Is it clear now? Dhanapraya srinka means the ritual which is having the knowledge of ritual is as good as having money. Is dhanapraya srutihi. Vittamayi srutihi. Having the knowledge of the ritual is as good as having the future prosperity. Future wealth. Is it clear? Having the wealth. Having the money, having the wealth. Suppose if you keep the check in your cupboard, what does it mean? Having the check in the cupboard is as well as having the money. Isn't it? Not exactly the money. You can't go and give the check to buy things. But you can get it money easily, isn't it? That's the meaning of the word vittamayi sritihi. Vittamayi srinka, which is kutsita. And this sritihi, this specific Vedic ritual performed for future prosperity, you know, easily impels only the deluded minded people. So mudhajana pravruttam vittamayim is equal to dhanaprayam kusam kutsitam sritim srinkam na avaptavanasi. You have not received it. Okay. Yasyam sritau, in having the knowledge of which ritual, majjanti, sidanti, majjanti is equal to sidanti, bahavaha, aneke, bahavaha means aneke, many, bahavaha is equal to aneke, mudhaha, manushyaha, mudhaha manushyaha, many deluded people, in having which knowledge they get engrossed, they get immersed. Means they cannot come out of that. They will be continuously performing and they will be aspiring for wealth only. It is difficult to come out of desire for making money. Very, very difficult to come out of desire for making money. Because money is very important to live in this world. Very, very important. Without money, you can't live in this world. Money is very important. Therefore, it's very difficult for people to come out of the desire for, you know, having abundance of wealth. So, mudaha, they get engrossed, immersed in that, in having that knowledge. But you simply rejected. So, aho tava buddhimatta, how tremendous is your intelligence, your discriminative power. How amazing is your discriminative power. This is how he glorifies, he praises. Is it clear? So, reading this should make us understand what? It must create at least little of vairagyam in all of us. At least little. Okay, we will continue tomorrow. See, again, little more dragging, okay? Instead of directly going to teaching. Why? Because Lord Yama also appreciates Nachiketaha. So it makes understand. So before we enter into the text, we all should become equally dispassionate. That is the idea. He is waiting. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.